Hello and welcome back to Searching Inward, a podcast brought to you by Restore Small Groups here in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm George, joined with Scott and Anna. Say hello, guys. Scott?
Good morning.
Hello, guys.
Hello, guys.
We're down one Seth Abram today. Would you guys say he's on assignment?
Oh, yeah.
Him and Sarah
he's on assignment on vacation. For some serious R&R, which is not going to happen with four kids in tow, but whatever. Yes.
We are missing. What's that, Scott?
He'd probably be more relaxed here.
Well, us three are here, and we're glad you're joining us. Today, we want to talk to you about finding your North Star, keeping our eyes focused on a goal and not just on obstacles is absolutely vital, vitally important on the journey of transformation. And Scott has devised a tool in this new book called STAR, which is an acronym that could help us. Psychologists, they call it cognitive restructuring or reframing. But Scott, you've shortened this to four letters, STAR. What is STAR and how do we access it?
So it's the idea, what I was looking for is what is something I could practice on a daily basis to help me reframe, negative narratives and paradigms that we've talked a lot about emptying out throughout the book and paying attention to what we're thinking, what we're saying to ourselves, because it really does manifest itself. And so I know that vision creates intrinsic motivation. And I knew that vision was always going to be the catalyst of the type of motivation and change that is sustainable. And so if we don't have a North Star, or in other words, an exemplary cause, something that is pulling us towards it in a positive way, instead of being pushed forward by consequences of extrinsic motivation, and we know that they tell us that once that pressure is removed, we just go right back to where we were before. But if we're being pulled and growing into something and becoming something, it just carries a whole new mindset, a growth mindset. And so I thought, how do we really take all thoughts captive? How do we really redirect and reframe? And again, going back to what Dr. Leaf said, and even listening to Dr. Thompson, just how important it is that we pay attention to everything we are saying to ourselves. And then also just the consistency that it takes on a daily basis. This is not easy work. I don't want to mislead anybody. It takes a lot of energy and courage and just really paying attention to everything I'm thinking and saying to myself. So if I have a North Star, if I have a vision that I want to grow into, this is really what's pulling me, then I thought, well, then what do I do when the old narratives come, when the old habits come? Because they are. They're going to come. And so I thought, as I talked about earlier, I saw the Jimmy Stewart movie where he was playing the story of Charles Lindbergh, and he was the first man to fly across the Atlantic successfully. And the key for him was that when they would get stuck in a fog, they were flying by what they call dead reckoning, which is just sight. And so he got lost in a fog. He was spiraling. He was getting ready to crash. He's actually putting on his parachute. He's getting ready to jump, and this is going to be the critical moment for him. And then all of a sudden he said, no, climb out of it, climb out of it and get above it and find a North Star. If I can find a North Star, he said, then he can get his directions and redirect and make his way across the Atlantic. And that's what he did. And so I thought to myself, that was such a powerful scene for me, that if we have a North Star and we do get lost, and we will get lost and disoriented in the fog of our shames, our struggles, I can get redirected. Yeah. So I thought, STAR, stop, see where this is taking you, climb to a higher trajectory so you can really see just everything, get into a higher altitude where you can see that North Star and then get redirected and you'll make your way. So this is so interesting and so ironic, actually. Last night I got a text. I've been doing these weekly YouTube episodes, and I did one on STAR. And a friend who was in Restore like 20 years ago sent me things that, hey, I'm using STAR every day now, and it's really helping me. Thank you for creating that. So,
oh, wow.
It's like they say, George, things like this work if we work it.
Well, we've all had that experience of, if you've flown at all, where you're leaving the ground and it's stormy, and then you get in a plane, you get up above the clouds, and there's like sunshine. It really is amazing mm-hmm. that above it all, there is sunlight. And
there's more to it than what we see immediately, right? But we have to be able to climb to get that perspective. And to do that, it takes tremendous amount of effort, especially when it comes to our thought life. It takes a tremendous amount of mental effort to, one, pay attention to what we're thinking and be cognizant of that narrative that's running through our head. And two, to when we recognize that that's not helpful or inspiring, to stop those thoughts in our tracks and to reroute them to something that's higher and maybe contrary to the thoughts that we've been thinking.
I love the analogy of a plane. Because when you do things, even climbing out of a storm, how bumpy it could be, you're bouncing around, rain's coming down, it's cloudy. And then, at some point you kind of break through all that. And man, that is such a beautiful analogy. Well, Scott, STAR is an acronym. Yes. So yeah, the North Star, and you called it Exemplary Cause. Can you tell us a little more about that? Like what exactly that means?
I was reading one of Richard Rohr's materials, and he was the first person I heard use that exemplary cause, and that is having a vision of someone or something that we aspire to grow into. Mm. It's and to me, it's more than just a vision. And this is what I love. This is a great question, George. It's more than just a vision of what I'm going to do. It's more of a vision of who I want to become, the person, what my character would be made
of. So it's an inner
of.
Vision more than just an outward vision,
Exactly. And I think inner visions often truly are the most powerful ones. But I also think it's the one that we most neglect because we're so surface oriented in our society and it's so systemic. It's just, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? When are you going to start doing something good versus first becoming that person?
Yeah, and everything is measured by our accomplishments in our culture. And really, in order to make meaningful accomplishments, we have to have that inner work done first, right? And I think that's so much more important to being a healthy human is, are you creating a vision of the kind of person that you want to be, not the kind of things you want to do? The big difference.
I was going to say real quick, we've been talking a lot about this week. It's exemplary cause is not perfection. Mm-mm. It's a vision, a goal. This is what I want to keep growing into. And actually, the more I can be open about my mistakes and my slips along the way, the greater it's going to pull me. It's a positive pulling. Every time you slip, I picture the exemplary cause, my North Star, reaching for me, saying, come on, let me help you get back up. Well, let's talk about this. What happened? And let's get back on the path. And we're on our way. You're going to grow from this. Don't run away from this. Don't let this pull you down.
Oh, that's a beautiful way of thinking about it.
Yeah.
That it's not just something you see, but it's something that's actively engaged with guiding you. Yeah. So, and I love that we are talking about this intrinsic kind of motivation, this inner work that, honestly, you guys, it is more satisfying and more lasting and enduring when we're truly experiencing.
I think it's true because it's a vision of us and who we want to be to ourselves and how we want to show up to the world. So it really has very little to do with like behaviors or accomplishments or achievements. And I think when we're at peace with who we are and we are living into the potential of what we are, we don't feel that need to strive for achievement. Like achievement will be a natural byproduct, I feel like, of living an integrated, healthy, holistic life.
Would you guys say, and Scott, I want to get into the acronym here because that's important. When you think about a star, in some way, it's not just an outward guide, but it's a light that shines inward, that shines into us in some way that reminds us and shines a bright light into who we authentically are. So in some ways, it's an inner guide too, right?
I think that's the heart of it. Mm-hmm. Is I think only those inner goals, those inner visions have the really power to sustain pulling us forward in a positive way. Because if I focus on circumstances, which again is doing things, versus being. And again, I just have to say, I'm just naming it. We live in a society that is so driven systemically by accomplishments and money and success. And you can be actually a horrible human being and be very successful at life. And in our society, we could consider you great. But that has nothing to do with goodness. I got to say something.
Yeah,
I know I've said this before, but you know I'm about movies, but I think I've said it before, but the movie about this how the Wizard of Oz became the Wizard of Oz, and he's living in a false self. He's a con, and in the end of it, when he says he's found everything he's needed, and Glinda says, "What is it you found?" He goes, "Ah, greatness, greatness." And she just looks at him and says, no, something much greater than that, goodness. And he just melts.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, that's it. That's an exemplary cause. That's a North Star.
Because goodness speaks to the inner world, where greatness may speak to like the outside facade of what people experience of you. And I mean, we have heard time and time again, like people who have accomplished great feats in their lifetime, once they get to, like, they set this goal and they work towards it for years or even a lifetime. And once they achieve it, it becomes very empty because it is outward. It's not anything inward. And so I think it's so important to have really clear goals about who we want to be internally, the kind of being that we are, not the kind of doing that we achieve.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, that's the whole premise of this chapter. This is it. And even the book, actually.
And would you guys say you could look at a North Star in two ways? It shines a light on our shame and our brokenness, or it shines a light on our goodness. And that's what you're saying, Scott, is that a true North Star is always shining on the best parts of us and shining on the path that is ahead that is the most healthy one, right?
Like and for me, George, that has been my relationship with Christ. Christ is that light for me. Mm. It's never a condemning light. It's never about what you're doing wrong. It's always about who you can become and the freedom of that. And you know, Anna, this goes back to Journey to Freedom, Prochaska's model, that if we focus on the problem, they become the strength. Mm-hmm. Then it's all extrinsically driven. But if we focus on the solution, which I believe is becoming, then we have an exemplary cause. Then we have something that's creating an intrinsic, I don't have to do this. I want to be this. That's such a paradigm shift. Woo, gets me excited.
Scott is excited. Yes. He's moving in his chair. And Scott, I would just add to that. I mean, like my North Star is love that I see in Christ. Like, so yeah, anytime that growing in that, experiencing it or sharing it with others, it seems to be the guiding light that is healing and most hopeful. So I really resonate with what you're saying there.
Yeah, if our listeners would, it's not paying attention to, it's not doing these things that are bad. It's not that at all. It's a whole new journey. It's becoming something really good that you truly are. And to see Christ in that way, just my greatest champion, my greatest advocate, always there for me to pick me up when I fall down and not to condemn me ever, 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 but to say, come on, I got you. Let's learn from this. We're on our way. I'm never going to give up on you. Ooh.
Scott is really excited today. get ready, Scott, because we want you to leave us with a blessing today before we go. But Anna, what might be the North Star for you at this moment in your life that is most guiding and meaningful and helping you look beyond the obstacles?
Yeah, I feel like there's so many different things in my life that I am currently grappling with and growing, you know, into. And that's an exciting place to be, but it's also a scary place to be. But I think for me, it is that it's okay to love myself. It's okay to show up for myself in this world. Boundaries are helpful and they help me grow. And a boundary isn't always about saying no to someone else as much as it is saying yes to myself.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, the star shining on you're worthy of attention and love. And giving yourself what it is that you need. I mean, that's very helpful to the path of transformation and healing. And I don't think that's selfish. It's like, it's really hard to show up in the world and share anything if you haven't found that
within
yourself first, right? Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so sometimes we are empty and we need to take time to really focus on ourselves and heal up. And because we all want to be loved, but we all want to love too. We all want to share something with the world around us. But yeah. So listeners, if you know, there are moments when we're sharing a lot and there's moments perhaps when we're really focused on ourselves, and that's not necessarily self-centered, that's part of the journey of transformation is mm-hmm. giving ourselves that attention.
It involves different seasons and to be okay with whatever season you're in.
Mm-hmm. All right, Scott, well, let's get to it. Everyone's on the edge of their seats. What is the acronym for STARD? Or did you say that? Did I miss it? Did you cover that?
Yeah, it's S is stop and see where the thought is taking you, where this narrative. And why I liked STAR was, first of all, it's a positive. You know, I'm looking up. So what I hear is, so for when I say stop, I hear a voice saying, Scott, stop, look up, see where this thought is taking you. I thought about this yesterday, just what Anna was saying earlier. It is crucial that I stop taking these thoughts into my life. And if it doesn't have, I said to myself yesterday when I was talking to God, if it doesn't have to do with loving myself, growing in myself, being gentle to myself, extending compassion to myself, I don't need to speak it ever, ever, ever. Mm-hmm. No matter how much I may have failed at the moment, I got to say, you know what? Look up, stop.
So stop is not stopping to erase yourself.
No, it's stop
the thoughts that are tearing you down. And
right, because that's continuing to focus on the problem, and that doesn't help.
That's right, Anna. And remember, thoughts ultimately lead us to our choices, to our actions. So it's the root. So right there, stop right there.
Star.
And then T, what is the trajectory? Is this pulling me up towards my growth, to my exemplary cause, my North Star? Or is it pulling me down, back into the abyss of the fog of shame and doubt and insecurity and negative beliefs about myself? I mean, it's just, you've got to pay attention. And then A is climb to a higher altitude. Because that's where, again, when I'm in the fog of shame, doubt, and insecurity, it's really hard to see anything positive. But if I can pull myself up out of that, climb out of it to a higher altitude, for me, that is also, that's where God is speaking to me in a very loving, grace way. That's where grace exists. I'll see everything differently, and I can find my North Star, and that's the R letter is, I redirect, I reframe, I get reoriented.
That's right. Replace those negative thoughts with something that might be more true, more helpful. Yes, more uplifting.
Is it a different way to remember the past too? Like,
yeah, yes.
This redirecting, I'm learning how to see the pain or the struggle in a different way that is helping me move through it and beyond it.
Right. The past can be a teacher, but it is not a great predictor of the future.
It does not define us.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So in a lot of ways, the past could hold us back if we don't learn how to remember it in a different way. We tend to stay stuck in it. Okay, so stars.
Yeah.
Star is stop where you are, right? Mm-hmm. It's T.
Find the trajectory where this thought is taking you.
Where is it going to take me? A, altitude.
Climb to a higher altitude where you see things from this much more positive.
Where you can see your exemplary cause. Have to be at a high altitude to do that.
And then
I just want to say, before you get to R, that altitude, if one of the greatest works of the inner journey is to work on growing a vision of the goodness that we want to grow into, because that's where climbing to a higher altitude, I can see that now. I can see, no, this is who I am. This is where I am going. This is who I'm becoming. And I get R, then I redirect. I reframe, and I immediately get back on the path.
Well, there you have it, friends. Star, a much shorter version of cognitive restructuring or reframing. The psychologists call it. So Scott has simplified this, and it is beautiful, and it is good. But one final word from each of you on this that you just would love our listeners to hold on to as they go.
Anna?
I would say, friends, be mindful of the thoughts that you think. They will affect your life in every kind of way. So, yeah, just pay attention to your thoughts, because they will either propel you forward to something positive or they will keep you stuck. And stuck is not a great place to stay.
I put a little whiteboard, a new little one, right by my front door. As I'm walking out, I see it. And I have written on it, who are you becoming today? Today is building day. What thoughts are you going to build into that foundation? So every day has the ability to help me grow. This is growing day. It's cultivating. So it's not perfection. It's growing. It's like Anna said, it's just paying attention the best I can, do the best I can, but to have this positive acronym to always fall back into, you know what? I am worth this. And I'm worthy. And I find verses in the Bible, or I'll find just great quotes that are very positive and very instilling of an inner belief in oneself, the goodness that we all inherently have in us. And so that little reminder is keeping in front of me throughout the day, which is, and then also the last thing I would say, I have friends, I have community that I can say, hey, man, I'm really struggling with this day. And they can help me redirect. At times, sometimes I can't do it alone. I need to call George. I need to call Anna. And they help me. No, Scott. No. This is who you are. It's good. Let me help you here. So that's grace. Grace in the flesh.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And if we all have a little bit of following and finding our own North Star, we'll have a little bit of a North Star to share with others, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So we not only get the benefit of it, but we get to help other people discover it. Anna, Scott, thank you guys so much for sharing this with us. And the North Star is this. It's a gentle invitation of love and grace to return to our most authentic self, of mm-hmm. which I guess there's no greater motivation. Mm-hmm. So Restore would love to help you find that. So if we could be helpful on your own journey, please visit us at restoresmallgroups.org. You could check out some groups that you could be a part of and other resources there. But remember, over every mountain, there is a path, and the future rewards those who discover it and press on. So stay on the path and take care, friends.
Hey, it's Seth. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Searching Inward podcast. If you've enjoyed listening or have benefited in any way from the podcast, we would love for you to come alongside and join us in the mission to bring hope and healing to the world. By considering becoming a monthly giver of even $5, you're making a huge impact in the ways that we are able to serve. So please consider giving by going to restoresmallgroups.org/donate. Thanks.